It feels wrong to invade her privacy like this. I've always avoided the dirty dreams. Consuming them never did me much good anyway. But I'm so so warm, like my body is wrapped in a gentle embrace. No, it's okay. It's okay. Shh. Please don't scream. It's okay. Calm down. Why did you wake up?
Damn it.
What?
What are you trying to say?
Monster.
Yes, I suppose that's what you humans call us.
I'm a monster, but I'm not going to hurt you.
I promise you're perfectly safe around me.
Speak up, I can't hear you. What do I want?
Well, I was hungry.
I haven't eaten in so... Oh, shh. No, don't start. Don't start crying. Come on. Why are you...
Oh. I'm not gonna eat you. I don't eat humans. I feed on dreams. Yes. Dreams. Not humans.
I'm a dream catcher. Not a human catcher.
I'm your dream catcher.
I've been with you for many years.
It's a long story. So, to put it briefly, that dream catcher of yours, that's me. I'm a shapeshifter. All dream catchers are. You look like you're having a hard time taking that in. You want to turn the light on? Are you sure? The less you see of me, the better. I don't want to scare you. It's scarier in the dark. Oh, right. You humans prefer the light, don't you? My glowing yellow eyes are pretty alarming, aren't they? Shining through the darkness. No human has ever seen me for what I really am before. But if it's you, it's all right.
Oh my God. It's so bright, it's stinging my eyes. How do you humans stand it?
It's fine. I'll adjust to it soon. Just give me a second. You don't look as surprised as I thought you'd be. I'm not as scary looking as you thought I'd be. Well, considering some of the horror movies I know you've seen, I'm not all too surprised. You humans sure do like to over-exaggerate things. Honestly, I'm a little offended that you don't think I'm scary. I mean, look at me. Glowing eyes, razor-sharp fangs, a dark, shadowy mist seeping from my jet black skin, engulfing me in darkness. Not to mention I'm almost twice the size of you. You should be terrified. You're bruising my monster ego. We do kind of pride ourselves on being scary, you know. How many of us are there? Well, there are lots of us. We're nocturnal creatures. We stick to the shadows, so we're not usually seen by humans. My kind are harmless. Unfortunately, we're not all like that. You remember the monster who used to wake you up in the middle of the night, don't you? You'd hear him scratching on the inside of your closet. You'd see his eyes peeking out at you. You'd get so scared that you couldn't even move. You hardly even had the strength to cry out for help. And your parents never believed you. I mean, the adults never do. They just humor you until you grow out of it. And when you grow up, you discard all childish thoughts, such as monsters, such as us. You forget all about us. But as you can see, we're very real. Oh, he was dangerous, yeah. He fed off your fear and sorrow. He'd frighten you as much as he could, so he would grow stronger. Now, if he had gotten big and strong enough, he would have eaten you. Oh, God. He was a truly horrible one. His kind target children. It's like utterly disgraceful. I'm just glad I was able to scare him off. Oh, you didn't realize? Yeah. Shortly after he got me, he disappeared. I made him leave. I told you, I'm a shapeshifter. I can turn into anything I want. I pretended to be a blood prowler. And he ran off so quick with his tail between his legs. It was hilarious. Nobody messes with a blood prowler. No, you don't have to worry about them. They're nasty, but not to you humans. It's other monsters they're interested in. It's nothing. Don't mind me. If there's nothing more to say, then I guess this is farewell. I'm sorry for... You don't want me to leave yet. You still have one more question. Okay, sure. Yes. I know what you were dreaming about. Actually, I'm surprised you remember. You usually have trouble remembering your dreams. You don't have to be embarrassed. It's natural to have desires like that. If you don't mind me asking, who was that guy? The guy you were dreaming about. A work colleague. Old friend. A stranger. Come on. Tell me. Forget it. It doesn't matter. What a worried expression. Are you concerned about me? Oh, there's no point hiding it. I'm feeling rather uncomfortable, to say the least. Is that so? You wish you could help me, huh? Maybe you can help. You're so sweet, agreeing without a second thought. You're almost too trusting. You should be more careful, my little girl. I haven't told you how to help me yet. Before we get to that, how about I show you my shape-shifting skills? It's been a while since I tried something new. So, how do I look? Did I do a good job? I think I copied him pretty damn well. I could mimic his voice, you know. They didn't do much talking. He was too busy eating your pussy. Oh. Look at your little face turn red. I didn't know you could turn that red. Come on. You're not getting shy on me, are you? Why am I acting this way? Well, to put it bluntly, I'm horny as fuck. That's why. And that dirty dream of yours has finally got me. Look, I wanted to go before the effects started to get a hold of me. But, how can I leave? How could I leave when a sweet little girl like yourself asks me to stay? My body craves you. And you're just sitting there. Right in front of me. Cheeks flushed, barely closed. Who am I to turn down such a rare chance? And you really don't know how much you're teasing me, do you? Damn it. That makes me so much hornier. So, do you still wish to help me? Hey. Hey now, don't turn away. Look at me. That's it. Look me in the eyes. Right now, I'm just a man, a normal human man who desires normal human things. If you don't want this, I'll stop. But you better stop me soon. Lie down on your back. Yeah. Let me climb up. My knees on either side of you. Trapping you beneath me. I'm finally going to touch you. And when I start, I won't be able to stop until you are mine. My hands gliding up under your shirt. Fingertips gliding over your tummy. Tracing circles across your soft skin. No. You have no idea. You've grown into a truly beautiful woman. It's not just the lust talking. I swear. You're absolutely gorgeous. Now this shirt of yours has got to go. Things are moving far too slow for my liking. I'm growing rather impatient. I'll unbutton you, despite my urges, begging me to rip everything off. But alas, I am a gentleman, not a wild beast. Sweetie, I'm a monster, not a beast. We are not the same. Thank you very much. You better take that back. Beasts are animalistic. They act on pure instinct. We monsters have more self-control than that. But if it's a beast you want, I'll happily oblige. Yeah. What a delicious little treat you are, naked and trembling beneath me.
Oh, your body.
Your body flushed with heat. You're pressing your thighs together so tightly. Makes me wonder what you're hiding. Come on. Spread your legs. Let me see all of you. Little girl. Little girl. Little girl, you're so wet. Oh, fuck. You're practically dripping with excitement. I can feel your lustful heat from here. Oh, fuck. I need to taste you. Oh shit. Oh, it's so sweet. So sweet. That's it. Close your eyes. Lose yourself in the pleasure I'm giving you. Good girl. Good girl. Moan into me. Fucking grind. Grind into me. Fuck. Fuck, I could taste you all night. How about I add a finger.
So good. So fucking good. Oh, another finger now. You like that? You like that? My fingers thrusting into your tight pussy. Good girl. Oh yeah. Show me. Wow, that's it. Oh, that's it. Show me how you tremble and moan, arching your back off the bed. Oh, yeah. Your pleasure makes eating you out all the more delicious. You're squeezing so tightly around my fingers. So fucking tight. Are you gonna go? Better not. You heard me. I'm not gonna let you come. Not until I'm inside you. You wanna come, don't you? Oh, you were so close. It must be so painful. To be deprived of your much needed release. Beg me. And I'll give you exactly what you want. What? You want me to turn back into my monster form? You can't be serious. Really? Is that what you truly want? I'm much bigger than a human. I mean, in comparison, monster cocks are, huge. I'm not entirely sure a little human like you could handle it. Okay. But remember, you asked for it. Here I am in all my glory, just like you wanted. Oh, I told you I was big, but you didn't listen. Staring wide-eyed like that. Have you changed your mind? I mean, I'll turn back if you... You see our difference in size now, don't you? A thick, pulsing dick stroking over your slick pussy lips. Can you feel all my burning need as I slide my cock back and forth? Coating my legs in your juices. Tonight, your tiny human pussy is mine. My tip teasing the entrance of your tight little hole. Do you want it, little human? Do you want this monster cock inside? Even if you don't, it's too late now. You've made your choice. Now you must suffer the consequences. You squeeze it down so tightly. No. Relax. I know it's thick, but look, the head's already inside. It's not so bad after all. Is it? Does it feel better when I rub your clit like that? Yeah. Yeah, it does. Oh, it so does, baby. Something shiver after shiver up your spine as you grip tighter to the bed sheets. Shiver. Fucking shiver for me. Oh, yes, that's it. Mm.
Are you sure? All right. I'll push in deeper. Shit. Nice and steady. Stretching you open and slowly, inch by inch. Good girl. Slowly thrusting into you. Sinking. Deeper. With each fucking long fucking stroke. That's it. You're taking it so well, little girl. You're taking it so well, little girl. You feel so fucking good. I gotta get it all in. How does that feel so good? All the way inside. You can do it. You can do it. I want to be all the way inside that. Kiss me. Kiss. Keep kissing. Keep kissing me. Kiss me. There, finally, and you thought you couldn't take it. Wrap your legs around me. Pull me closer. Pull me closer.
You love this, don't you? You tiny fucking human. When I grind into you, my monster dick, and buried deep inside you. Oh, fuck. Your clothes, are you? I can see it in your eyes. Don't hold back. Go on. Go on. Let go. Let go! Come on, my cock. Come on, little girl. Come on. Do it. Oh, I need to feel you squeeze. Squeeze and shudder as you come around me. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on, little girl. Fucking come. Do it! Don't hold it. Don't hold it. I'll get all of it out on my cock. It was worth the wait, though, wasn't it? My turn now. Okay, that's it. My gentleness is starting to wear thin. It's time for me to take you properly. But first, I have a surprise for you. What a delightful shriek. Did I frighten you? My shadow mist isn't just for show, you know. How are you finding my binding? Your legs forced open. Your arms pinned down to the mattress. Above your head in the darkness. Embracing you. I'm going to fuck you as hard and as fast as I please. You were supposed to be helping me. Remember? Brace yourself. Because now It truly begins. Good girl. Good girl. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out, please. Moan for me. Let everyone who can hear you know how hard you're being fucked.
Fuck! 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 Fuck!
I know, but this is what you want. Isn't it? You wanted to be fucked rough, and savagely. And that's what I'm giving to you, my child. Fuck you. There's a side, not so innocent. It's your secret side. That's it. I'm fucking touching it. Oh, your secret side. I know that secret side. I've seen it for years.
Fuck! 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 Fuck!
The part of you that wants to be controlled, claimed, and broken. Break you, little one. And then I'll hold you close so my arms are shielding you. I'll kiss you and comfort you. For as long as you need me, I'll be here. My fangs nibbling your neck, your pulse on my lips. Mm-hmm. I know. You can't help but watch, can you? You're taking a monster skunk, and you love it. Tied up tight, unable to move. All while being fucked so hard it hurts. But you love it. Yeah, you love it, don't you? That's it. Tell me you love it. Tell me you love it. I love hearing your sweet voice say such naughty things. Fuck, you feel so fucking good. Oh, fuck, you feel so fucking good. Rubbing your swollen, sensitive clit like this. Is that too much? Come for me again. Come for me again, little human. I know you can. I know you can. One more time. One more time. One more time. All over my monster dick. Come all over my monster dick. That's it. That's it. Oh, that's it. Good. So good. So good. So fucking good. Fuck, I need to come. I need to come. I'm gonna come inside you. I'm gonna fucking fill up your whole body with cum. I'm gonna fill up your whole fucking body with monster cum. Yeah. My hot thick glow deep inside you, filling you.
Fuck. Fuck. Take it, human. Oh, fuck. Fuck.
Was exactly what I needed. Don't worry, you're not pregnant. Probably. Hey, I'm no expert on the ins and outs of human and monster mating. Maybe nothing will happen. Maybe nothing will happen. I'm sorry. You forgive me, right? And you won't and put me back in the attic, will you? And please have mercy on me, human. If you don't accept my apology, I'll keep you tied up. You'll never escape. Are you really in a position to be making threats? You're too tired to argue. That's good. Otherwise, I might be in for a good tongue lashing. Okay, I'll let you go. Ta-da. Free as a bird. Lie down with you. So you're not mad at me after all. In that case, I'll gladly cuddle with you, my little human. I've never done this before. So I'm sorry if I squeezed too tight. Cuddling isn't really something we get to do, so I've never held someone like this before. It's quite nice having someone this close. Do you remember the day you brought me home? Sorry, that was a pretty odd question, wasn't it? Of course you don't. I mean, it's not like the day was memorable in any way, but to me, it meant a lot. I was so weak back then. I was nothing. It was just a plain old dream catcher hanging in a shop. All the others were so beautiful. I mean, they weren't real dream catchers like me, so they didn't wither away as time went on. But despite how I looked, you chose me. Out of all the others, you chose me. I thought I'd be trapped in that shop forever. Always on the edge of death, but unable to die. You saved me. You saved me that day. So, thank you. Thank you for choosing me. Sorry for rambling. I'll shut up.